Last time I had discussed that the Sabbath was a gift to Israel and that it was Adonai's to give. In establishing ownership, we can also establish authority. After being challenged on Shabbat regarding the healing of a man and brought into question regarding the actions of his Talmidim picking food from a field, Yeshua makes the following statement in Mark chapter 2 and verses 27 and 28. Then he said to them, Shabbat was made for mankind, not mankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of Shabbat. Shabbat was made for man, meaning that when we go back to Genesis and the recollection of creation, man's creation occurred prior to the establishment of Shabbat. Shabbat was something that Adonai established after his creation was complete. On his day of rest, he enjoyed what he had created. These verses establish a connection between the Messiah and the Creator as being one. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Yeshua came and talked with him and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So if he is given authority over all, making him in charge of Shabbat, nowhere does it say in Scripture that he eliminated Shabbat. Only the one with authority can make such a change. Did Yeshua not say in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18, Don't think that I have come to abolish the Torah or prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete. Yes, indeed, I tell you that until heaven and earth pass away, not so much as a yud or a stroke will pass from Torah, not until everything that must happen has happened. Therefore, when we understand the authority given to Yeshua and the lack of evidence conveying any expulsion or discontinuation of the Sabbath, when we look at Scripture yet to be fulfilled, such as Isaiah chapter 66 and verses 22 and 23, For just as the new heavens and the new earth that I am making will continue in my presence, says Adonai, so will your descendants and your name continue. Every month on Rosh Chodesh and every week on Shabbat, everyone living will come to worship in my presence, says Adonai. We can conclude, as did the writer of Hebrews. So there remains a Shabbat keeping for God's people. For the one who has entered God's rest has also rested from his own works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us do our best to enter that rest, so that no one will fall short because of the same kind of disobedience. This week, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.